It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, thankfully, on a wet Thursday, indoors. It is October 26th of 2023. An ambitious agenda, as always, laid out for the program. Details forthcoming. Hope you're having a wonderful day. And thanks so much, however you are tuned in. You've got options, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our 1650 The Fan app, on your smart speaker, streaming online at 1650thefan.com. A number of ways to tune in, however you do so. Thanks so much. Make sure you're following us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at RealColbert. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us on the Zuck Machine. Hammer the like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into that Facebook feed. What's not to like? And go to the place that houses all of that, the website. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Make sure that you dial me up if you ever want to contribute to the program with questions or comments. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. Of course, you can tweet at me, tweet at 1650KCNZ, send us a message on Facebook to interact with the show, or you could send an email, email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com, questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, fire away. Just know I might read that email on the program. All right, coming up today on the show, area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. A lot to get to in the stack as the high school volleyball postseason continued last night with Class 2A and 1A regional finals. A number of area teams punched their ticket to state. And tomorrow night marks round two of the high school football playoffs for Class 2A, 1A, A, and 8-player, and the first round of the high school football playoffs for Class 5A, 4A, and 3A. That, of course, will include the Cedar Falls Tigers. Finished the season ranked 6th. What a matchup. They'll take on 7th-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy back at the Unidome, where 2 weeks ago the Tigers won a narrow contest against the Cougars. They're going to have to do it all over again. And that's coming up tomorrow night on Cruising KCFI. If you can't make it to the Unidome with pregame coverage with Dave Finnegan beginning around 6:25, kickoff of that and all the playoff games at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We talked plenty high school football yesterday on the show, so make sure you go back and check out the podcast if you missed that. Coming up today on the show, we're going to talk some high school football and volleyball and UNI football in the next segment. Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier sports reporter Ethan Petrick will join the show. Make sure you're following Ethan on X at Ethan Petrick. That's P-E-T-R-I-K. And he is who we will talk high school volleyball postseason, football postseason, and some UNI football with. And if time permits, maybe even a little UNI men's basketball. Brought you audio on Monday during the show of Media Day. And so just going to, if time permits, like I said, see what caught Ethan's attention at the Panther Media Day on Monday. After we're done talking with Ethan in the next segment, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break. In the third segment, I've got a smorgasbord of audio to bring to you, some audio from the Cedar Falls High School volleyball team, the Tigers. What was that, Tuesday night? Punched their ticket to state with a regional final win in Class 5A over Waterloo West. Have some audio from Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School football coach Brad Schmidt as the Sailors are taking on, well, everybody's good, but a good, for what it's worth, South Hamilton team on the road this Friday night, tomorrow night. Also some audio, if time permits, from Wartburg football coach Chris Winter. The third-ranked Knights have a big rivalry game at home on Saturday against Central. And some audio from UNI women's basketball coach Tanya Warren. Also some Iowa State football audio. So if we stay on time, I think we can get to all of it. Like usual, an ambitious agenda, but nonetheless, that's the plan. After we're done there in the third segment, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back for a final time on a Thursday and wrap up the show. Of course, during the first break, we get you a national sports update, a VEASAN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, and a forecast for the rest of this wet Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. Sounds like it's going to be time to break out the big coat this weekend. I'm not going to say the S word, but I'll say the big coat. Unfortunately, we're there. It's the end of October, okay? We got all the way to the 26th. I haven't bust out the big coat yet, so, okay. You know, beggars can't be choosers when you live in Iowa. I think that's all right. So, famous last words as he knocks on wood. But nonetheless, the World Series begins tomorrow night. The Diamondbacks and Rangers, just like we all predicted, will begin a seven-game series. And it's been funny to hear people talk about how the television executives probably aren't crazy about this matchup. But, you know, maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm optimistic about what the television numbers could do with this series. I do think there's something to be said for what, frankly, is a Cinderella team in the Arizona Diamondbacks. They won 84 games. The freaking Cubs couldn't put them away late this season when they needed to. And, you know, they basically have the Cubs spot, the spot that the Cubs should have been in the playoffs. And I like their manager, Torrey Lovullo, or Lovello. Jim Rome is infatuated with them, but I remember thinking that was a good hire when they had made it years ago. And credit to the Diamondbacks for sticking with him, too, when he had suffered, I don't know, I think it was his first season there, they suffered over 100 losses. You know, certain markets wouldn't have stuck with a manager who had a team do that. And so, I'm going to root for the National League, always. In most cases, yes, especially now that the Astros are an American League team. They have been for years. But, I mean, you're just always going to root against the Astros unless you're an Astros fan. But maybe if it were the Mets, like the Mets are a National League team that I can probably root against. But I'll be pulling for the Diamondbacks. And it's just, man, it's one of those things, seeing the Diamondbacks get there, kind of be the Cinderella team, like I said, seemingly in the spot that the Cubs could have been in, would have been in the playoffs, and the Cubs didn't want to go get more help for their bullpen because they didn't want to go over the first apron of the freaking luxury tax. Like, you've got a family of billionaires, and they don't want to go over baseball's freaking luxury tax to add to their bullpen. And they might have still missed the playoffs. They very well could have still missed the playoffs. But just for the Cubs fans out there, and this isn't exclusive to the Cubs. There's plenty of other owners in Major League Baseball that have or will be or both guilty of such cowardice, of such frugality, criminal frugality. And, oh man, it's just, I hadn't been thinking about the Cubs for a while, and seeing what the Diamondbacks have done and that World Series getting started tomorrow night, man, it's got me bothered about how they were just weak at the deadline. I'd like to use a more profane word, but just weak at the deadline. And shame on Tom Ricketts and Cubs ownership for that. But all right. Hey, make sure you get your picks in this week, all right? Great response once again this week, but we're down just a few for Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. When I leave at the end of the show, since the first game you pick of the week is Thursday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Buffalo to take on the Bills tonight, pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:15. You got to get them picks in before I leave here at 6. Go to 1650thefan.com. You're competing for a $50 weekly prize, and you're also competing for advantages at Fan Football Frenzy coming up on Monday, December 4th, if you're playing every week of Pick'em. So make sure you're playing every week. Don't let a bad week discourage you. You could still come back and win. Believe me, the picks, there was like three people that got 6 out of 8 right. There was like 2 that got 5, and like the rest of you basically got 4 or 3. So this is a wide open field. Don't be discouraged. Go to 1650thefan.com right now and get your Week 2 Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy selections in. All right, let's dive in here. Area sports news and scores for a Thursday. Trips to the high school state volleyball tournament were on the line last night. Regional final matches took place, Class 1A and 2A. In Class 2A, top-ranked Dyke New Hartford swept ACGC. Applington Parkersburg held off South Hardin in 5 sets. Sumner Fredericksburg swept Wapsie Valley. Denver got past West Branch in 4 sets. And Grundy Center overpowered Burlington with a sweep. In 1A, St. Ansgar stopped Janesville with a sweep, and Don Bosco swept North Tama. Here are the state tournament pairings for area Class 2A and 1A volleyball teams. All these matches will take place on this coming Tuesday. In 2A, top-seeded Dyke New Hartford takes on Eddyville Blakesburg at 2. At 2:25, 7-seed Applington Parkersburg faces 2-seed Hinton. At 4, 4-seed Denver goes against 5-seed Sumner Fredericksburg. And at 4:25, 3-seed Grundy Center takes on 6-seed Carroll Kemper. In 1A, Tuesday night at 8:25, 6-seed Don Bosco takes on 3-seed Holy Trinity. Waterloo West High School named Derek Slater its interim varsity boys basketball coach today. Slater was an assistant varsity coach last season and previous to that served as the Wahawks sophomore coach for 5 years. He also has experience coaching area AAU basketball teams. He replaces Cliff Baranobis, who resigned earlier this month after 9 years with the Wahawks. Waterloo East baseball standout Ty Shellhorn announced his commitment to Grandview University. Last year as a junior, he produced as a utility player for the Trojans, batted .318 and drove in 18 runs. The high school football playoffs resume tomorrow night. Here is the schedule for area teams. In 5A, Cedar Falls hosts Cedar Rapids Kennedy. In 3A, Independence plays at Mount Vernon. In 2A, Union is at Van Meter, and Jessup is on the road at Mount Monticello. In 1A, Waterloo Columbus travels to South Hamilton. Top-ranked Grundy Center hosts Pella Christian. Dyke New Hartford is at Sigourney Kyoto, and Sumner Fredericksburg visits Emmitsburg. In Class A, Wapsie Valley hosts Maquoketa Valley. And in 8-player, Don Bosco plays host to Waco. Clarksville at home against Iowa Valley. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck plays at Central City. The state co-ed cross-country meet takes place this weekend. The Class 4A and 1A meets will be held tomorrow. 3A and 2A will run on Saturday. Both the Cedar Falls boys and girls teams are involved in Class 4A action tomorrow. A pair of Metro runners also will be competing, as Waterloo West Nakia Olivier will be involved in the girls' 4A meet, and Waterloo Columbus's Jace Madern will be running in the boys' 1A meet. The Iowa State football team will look to make it 3 straight wins when it travels to Baylor this Saturday for a Big 12 matchup. It's been a tight series between the two schools. Last 4 have been decided by just 1 possession. The Bears have won the last 2 in Waco by 2 points each. Iowa State has not won at Baylor since 2017. You can listen to this game on Cruising KCFI Saturday, pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. And the UNI football team travels to Illinois State this Saturday for another tough Missouri Valley Football Conference matchup. Panthers looking to carry momentum from the 27-0 homecoming win last Saturday against number 9 North Dakota Illinois State has won the last two meetings. Pregame coverage begins at 11 on 93.5 The Mix Saturday. Kickoff is at noon. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this Thursday. We'll come back on the other side. Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier sports reporter Ethan Petrick will join. We'll talk some high school volleyball and football playoffs and some UNI football and maybe some men's basketball as well. That's all next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Byer.
Buccaneers and Bills start week 8 tonight, 8:15 Eastern time from Buffalo. Dawson Knox not available for the Bills. The Bills actually placed him on IR today following wrist surgery. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy was on the practice field today but remains in concussion protocol. They've got the Bengals coming up on Sunday. While on Monday, the Raiders are in Detroit to face the Lions. Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo returned to practice. Team hopes he can play in that showdown against Detroit. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill back on the practice field today and says he'll play against the Patriots on Sunday despite a hip injury. Running back Raheem Mostert also on the practice field for the Dolphins today. The Associated Press reports that the NCAA had investigators interview members of Michigan's coaching staff about the program's alleged sign-stealing scheme. Those interviews taking place today. The Suns will be without Devin Booker and Bradley Beal for tonight's game against the Lakers. Pacers gave head coach Rick Carlisle a multi-year extension. President George W. Bush to throw out the first pitch in Game 1 of tomorrow's World Series.
From the preseason all the way to the Super Bowl, The Fan is the Cedar Valley's home for the NFL.
Leaders create a wave of positive change for everyone. Walter Burtis is no stranger to this role. As a Cedar Valley resident since 2000, he sees the potential in Cedar Falls and is ready to lead the community into a new era.
Hi, I'm Walter Burtis, a small business owner on Main Street. I understand the need for sustainable parking resolutions and infrastructures in high traffic areas such as Main Street and UNI. With recent local public projects exceeding their budgets by millions, there needs to be a new standard set for openness and accountability for our local government. I plan to create a safe and vibrant community by focusing on several key issues throughout Cedar Falls. Visit waltformayor.com to learn more about my vision and my goals that I believe will improve Cedar Falls. By voting for Walter Burtis for mayor on November 7th, we can maintain our identity as a place where businesses and families can thrive and your dreams can be realized.
Visit waltformayor.com to learn more.
Paid for by Walter Burtis for mayor.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Baseball action this week. It is the World Series game number one on Friday night. Texas will host Arizona. The Rangers, the favorite in game one at home, -165. Over-under is at 8.5. Chicago Bears are set to play in Los Angeles against the Chargers for Sunday night football this week. The Bears will enter as the road underdog at +8.5. The over-under is set at 46.5. Iowa State on the road this week. They'll play at Baylor. The Cyclones are the road favorite, -2.5. The over-under is 47.5.
I'm John Thayer with the VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 47. Tonight, under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered storms. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 54. A mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 29. Tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Saturday, with a chance for snow. Sunday, highs in the upper 30s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 68.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. I am your host, Cole Bear. And the high school volleyball and football playoffs and postseason rage on. And also, we got to talk some UNI football as well. We'll be able to do all of it as Ethan Petrick, Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier sports reporter, joins us now. Make sure you're following him on X at Ethan Petrick. Ethan, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciated some of the rain this morning. I liked it, so I'm doing great.
Well, glad to hear it. How about we go back to last night? Was following your coverage on X of what became maybe an instant classic from the look of things on your feed with Applington Parkersburg surviving South Hardin in a 2A regional final volleyball match at Cedar Falls, a five-setter. Take us into that match and then let us know what you think about AP at State.
Well, I think you nailed it by describing that game as an instant classic. The second game was the only one that wasn't decided by less than 3 points. That was a 25-14 AP win. You thought maybe after getting, you know, after South Hardin got the better of them in the first set, maybe AP was going to settle in. They were the higher-ranked team coming in, and then it just dragged on for five more sets. And South Hardin had them on the ropes in the fifth set. It was 6-2 and then 7-3. And you're probably feeling pretty good if you're a South Hardin fan. And then Kinsey Mohwinkle comes out of nowhere, has four kills in the final 5 points, and just powers AP to the victory, 15-13 in that final set. The student section storms the court. Mohwinkle ended up officially having 29 kills. I had her down for 28 in my stat book, but she is officially down for 29. So an incredible night for the AP senior. I'm looking at their state hopes. They're a hard team to project, I think, because they were the number 8 team in Class 2A coming in. So you're thinking, if you're just going chalk, that they would be in an 8 team field, the worst team there. But I think they got some big swings in that lineup. So I feel like the Falcons, if they can get into a groove, can really, really hang with anyone.
Let's go back to the same gymnasium two nights ago as the Cedar Falls Tiger volleyball team sweeps Waterloo West in a Class 5A regional final. Although, if memory serves, West made it pretty interesting in the second set of that match. What were your big takeaways from the rivalry game?
Well, that's got to be just about the hardest sweep that Coach Johnson and company have gotten this year, I think, because the Wahawks, when they were in system, they were pound for pound right there with Cedar Falls. It was just when Paige Pop was able to put a big swing on the ball when West would maybe get a little off kilter and they'd get out of system and ultimately, fall behind. But, yeah, like you said, the second set, West looked like they were cruising to a victory. They had about a five-point lead. I think it was 22-17. And then Cedar Falls just went on a tear. And that's one of the things that Coach Johnson said is a real asset of Paige Pops, is that she can just kind of, she connects on one and she can just go on a run and she can just take over a set. And that's exactly what she did in that gym on Tuesday night.
And when it comes to the Tigers at the Class 5A state tournament next week, Ethan, my impression is that maybe it's less serving to look at it in a chalk sort of way. There seems to be some really good teams in the top 10 that have made this state tournament, and maybe parity might be the word to use here.
Well, looking at it, you could have gotten a better draw than Waukee Northwest in the first round. I think that is the biggest thing you're looking at on their schedule. Waukee won an earlier matchup, 2-0 in a sweep at the Fidcourt tournament in Cedar Falls in the finals after Cedar Falls got a big win earlier on the day at the Fidcourt tournament. So you could have gotten a better draw, but Coach Johnson seemed fairly confident when I was talking to him on Tuesday. He said, it looks like we're going to get a rematch, and that's going to be pretty fun. And he ended up getting the rematch he thought he was going to get. So it certainly could be a better opening round matchup for Cedar Falls, but I like what they have. I like the options they have outside of Paige Pop, as we've mentioned already.
You'll be able to hear that Cedar Falls Tiger volleyball match against Waukee Northwest right here on The Fan Monday. John Swisher, Joan Salo going to be on the call for us. And that's a 2:25 match start time. Pregame will begin at 2:10 here on The Fan. Switching to football is Ethan Petrick, Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier Sports Reporter, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Ethan, what game are you covering tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm going to be in the dome, so I'll be covering the rematch as Kennedy comes back and it looks to knock off Cedar Falls.
Okay, and I figured as much, didn't want to assume, and you know, rematches happen in the playoffs, but the Tigers played Kennedy 2 weeks ago at the Dome. So, I mean, what do we make of the rematch here? What do you think is going to be key for the Tigers to probably win what's likely to be another really close game?
Well, if you're looking for fuel, if you're the Tigers, you look at the AP poll, which somehow has Cedar Falls ranked 8th and Kennedy ranked 7th, even though they just played last 2 weeks ago, and Cedar Falls picked up the win 17-14. It was a close game, and Cedar Falls did force 5 turnovers in that game. And going into the game, Kennedy quarterback Vincenzo Gianforte had 1 interception, and he threw 2 in that game. So an uncharacteristic performance from the Kennedy quarterback, maybe. If you're Cedar Falls, you're looking to get a little bit more rhythm in the pass game. They were held to, I think it was like 65 yards in that game. Turn the ball over 3 times in that game, so you want to take better care of the ball. You want Drake Gailhaus to have a repeat performance. He had 163 yards when the Tigers only had 160 yards rushing. So team went -3. Drake Gailhaus went 163. So I do think it's probably going to be another close game. Cedar Falls is going to need to take better care of the ball and hope some more turnovers come their way.
All right, Ethan, let's stay on the gridiron, but let's go to college ball. The UNI Panthers, we were both at the Dome last Saturday when what was, you know, probably their most complete performance for sure of this season, maybe over the last 2 seasons, with a 27-0 win against then number 9 North Dakota. The Amari Pesek-Hickson game, right?
If you're picking one person, absolutely. That was an incredible performance from the linebacker turned running back.
But meanwhile, you got a defense that hasn't been up to the program standard most of last season and in the early parts of this season. Anytime when you shut out a ranked team, that would typically be the headliner. So how about we go there, that defense? And it seems like as much as there's been some moving chairs in terms of personnel, that perhaps the Panthers and the Coach Farley and his staff stumbled upon some stuff last week, and it seems like Josiah Galvin moving in from the nickel to the Will linebacker, the return of Caden Hotelling were a couple big parts, not all of them, but a couple of big parts of that defense being able to have its best performance in a season and a half.
Well, I'm totally in lockstep with you there. They were changes that when Coach Farley tells you that they did them, you think about how well the game went, you kind of have to ask yourself, why didn't they do this sooner?
Yeah.
This looks better than what they were trying to do. And so we were kind of taking note of it in the press box, just kind of the unique personnel that they had out there, some guys we hadn't seen playing as much as they did on Saturday. And North Dakota really struggled with it. Tommy Schuster threw his first pick this season against that defense, so it clearly put them out of sorts. I asked Coach Farley on Monday if he felt like just having a new look was a benefit, but he describes it as not that much different of a look than what they were putting on the tape, so it wasn't something so foreign that North Dakota shouldn't have been prepared for it. So I think that what they found on Saturday was something that they need to try and replicate and emulate and employ a lot more moving forward.
I think another thing to not look past would be that when the Panther defense was really establishing itself pretty early in that game, that it was likely to have some serious success against North Dakota. I thought offensive coordinator Bodie Reeder adjusted along with and called a complimentary game.
Well, that's been a big thing that's been missing at times when it feels like you and I isn't clicking, and it's something I've keyed on and I've talked with you about in the press box. So I'm sure I'm going to sound like a broken record to you, but when you're struggling on defense, the best thing an offense can go out and do is put together an 11-play, 67-yard drive that eats up 5 minutes, and that's what you and I did for their third offensive possession against North Dakota. That's not what we've seen a whole lot out of this offense. It's a whole lot more of, we're going to run 3 plays. First play is going to be a run. It's going to gain 2 yards, and we're going to throw 2 incompletions, punt the ball away, and it's going to be a 48-second drive. That's what we got the first drive out of you and I against North Dakota. So think you're absolutely right. He did adjust very well. He did craft a game plan that played to the strengths of the defense. And I feel like at times that's what's been missing in the past two seasons is that they're just trying to go too fast, mm-hmm. and they're just taking themselves out of games by looking for the explosive play and not necessarily looking to complement the defense. And that's what we did see against North Dakota. And so that you got to hope you see more of that. It's going to be another big test this week. It's the mm-hmm. best defense that they've played statistically since South Dakota State. So it'll be interesting to see what the game plan looks like in normal.
And flipping back to the defense real quick, I mean, got to mention Caden Hotelling returning, and seemingly his return on that D-line, it rejuvenated that group, I think. I think it brought some energy that was demonstrated in what the stat sheet said at the end of the game. It'll be quite interesting, I think, moving forward to understand how much of that was perhaps North Dakota's offensive line having a tough day versus UNI's defensive line just outmatching them. But when we heard Coach Farley tell us on Monday that Cordarius Bailey's injury that he left with in the first quarter is something he's likely to be able to play, come back and play this Saturday, Caden Hotelling, Cordarius Bailey, healthy along with everybody else who's contributed, it sure seems like maybe Bryce Pop is finally back in a place where he's got that D-line rotation that he's become known for pretty much almost right where he wants it.
Yeah, you talked about the Cordarius Bailey injury, and I'm glad that you brought it up because you'd expect there to be a drop-off if a team loses their number one negative play creator, which is what Bailey has been. He's got 9.5 tackles for loss, 6 sacks. That's twice as many sacks as the next closest player for you and I. It's 4.5 more tackles for loss than any other player for you and I. He's obviously going to get the most negative yardage out of that as well. He's pushing opposing offenses back. But it didn't seem like they were lacking their number one negative play creator against North Dakota. And you could just feel the energy, as you mentioned, with Caden Hotelling. He didn't have necessarily the stats that he felt like he would have coming out of that game because he did feel like a play wrecker throughout Saturday. Mm-hmm. He ends up with one tackle for loss, and it's a sack, and he gets one fumble recovery. It felt like he did a whole lot more than that, and I'm sure he did. The stats just aren't bearing that out. So the defensive line, we knew that was going to be a strength coming in, even without Caden. It's definitely a strength now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A few more minutes here with Ethan Petrick, Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier sports reporter, with us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Follow Ethan on X at Ethan Petrick. As you said before, Ethan, a tough Valley road game at Illinois State, a team that's got the best of the Panthers the past two seasons. And I know Coach Farley had a lot of compliments for their quarterback, Zach Anikstead, but I'm looking at the running back, Mason Blakemore. I think this is a guy that could dictate how this game goes. I'm looking at Blakemore versus Pesek Hickson, and I think a lot of how this one plays out will likely be determined between those two ball carriers.
Well, at that point, I got you and I. If that's what it comes down to, I got you and I. I'm running to the nearest sports book. Tell Vison to put this on their next update because the defensive line for you and I has been great at stopping the run all season. So if it's going to be a battle on the ground, I got you and I all day, and I think that should be a comforting. If that's your takeaway, that should comfort every you and I fan that's listening to this station right now.
It'll really be interesting to see how the Panthers perform after such a big win last week. Meanwhile, the Redbirds kind of backs against the wall. I mean, with this fight among all these Valley teams to get into the FCS playoff field, a tough loss at Youngstown State last week. Redbirds are going to be thirsty for a win. But, hey, before I let you go, just real quick, as far as UNI men's basketball game, media day, not a game, not yet, media day on Monday, anything in particular that caught your attention before I let you go?
Well, like Jim and I talked about on our Panther Extra podcast this week, Coach Jake's not going to try and fake you out with anything. And so when he looks at me and flat out tells me we're just better this year, in addition to being more experienced, mm-hmm. we figured they were going to be better with more experience, but it sounds like there's a little extra better there, if you will, maybe more so than you would expect out of just getting a bunch of experience back. And also, other takeaway, didn't get to put this in the story I wrote for Media Day, but it really seems like Jacob Hudson, the transfer from Loyola Chicago, has really impressed the staff since coming in. It seemed like Coach Jacobson was looking for excuses to talk about Jacob on Monday, and so whenever a coach keeps mentioning a kid's name, you take note of that, and that was one name we heard a lot of on Monday.
Yeah, took notice of that as well. Ethan, got a run, great stuff. We'll be looking forward to your coverage tomorrow night of the Cedar Falls Tiger football team taking on Kennedy.
All right, sounds good, Cole. Thank you.
All right, Ethan Petrick, Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier sports reporter, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. Got a whole bunch of audio to get to. Audio from the Cedar Falls High School volleyball team after their win earlier this week. They're headed to state, as we were talking about with Ethan there, taking on Waukee Northwest on Monday. Tigers the 6 seed. Waukee Northwest the 3 seed. And as I mentioned just before, a game you'll be able to hear, a match you'll be able to hear right here on The Fan Monday. Pregame at 2:10 and first serve at 2:25. We'll also have audio from Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School football coach Brad Schmidt on the Sailors' second round 1A playoff game at South Hamilton. Got some other audio we may be able to get to as well. That's all next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brand says several Hawkeye competitors are waiting for reinstatement from the NCAA in the wake of a gambling investigation. Iowa opens the season November 4th at Cal Baptist. The NCAA has delayed the action, but Brand says they hope to get an answer on November 8th.
You have to credit the NCAA leadership for trying to get it right. You credit our administration for standing by us. And this has never been an issue where these guys have not been accountable. They told the truth, they've been accountable, and let the punishment fit the crime. And that's where we're at with that.
More than 24 Hawkeye athletes were involved in the investigation, which was announced in May. Iowa defensive tackle Noah Shannon has returned to practice and is awaiting reinstatement by the NCAA. Governor Kim Reynolds this week suggested it was a tip that led state agents to launch the investigation. This is Radio Iowa.
So why do I need vaccinations?
If I don't get vaccinated, how sick could I get?
Can I get multiple vaccines at once?
What's done to make sure vaccines are safe?
It's important to address your concerns about vaccines. Just make sure to get answers from people you can trust, not from a social post or an opinion on the internet. Instead, ask your healthcare provider about vaccinations, because they know you, and they'll always put your health first. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Ernie Johnson Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online to coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
The Cedar Falls School District would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the boys' golf team's strong finish at the Mississippi Valley Conference meet at Airport National Golf Course in Cedar Rapids last month. Tigers tied for third place with a 267. Special recognition going out to Evan Schofield, who finished second with a 63. Schofield was also awarded first team all-conference, while second team all-conference titles went to Anthony Galvin and Drew Larimer. Honorable mention went out to Graham Bremner. The Cedar Falls School's Mission of Excellence covers all areas of the student experience, from academic to athletic and beyond. The Cedar Falls School District is committed to a tradition of excellence. Moreover, upholding their tradition of excellence is a product of the collaboration between our families, our community, and our schools. Cedar Falls Tigers, you're amazing. We're so proud of you. Go Tigers!
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
I'm looking forward to the time when my kids help me out. I have two teenage daughters. They help me out now. I don't do things right a lot. Dad, should the stove still be on?
No. I made dinner an hour ago.
Dad, that was a stop sign. Well, good thing we're speeding.
From What a Joke with Papa and Fortune and a scene on Netflix, Tom Papa Live in his 2023 comedy tour. Friday, November 3rd, the Gallagher Blue Dorn. Tickets are on sale now at gbpac.com.
The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls, super fast and super good. The Shirt Shack can put your business's logo on t-shirts, polos, quarter zips, sweatshirts, hats, and more. They're also the number one place to go to get your team shirts from youth to high school sports. And get it fast. Turnaround's generally just 3 to 5 business days after approval. Take a look at everything they have to offer at ShirtShackIA.com. The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls.
Tom McCarthy here from Westwood One. Join me and Devin McCourty for Thursday Night Football this week from Buffalo. The Bills will take on the Buccaneers after falling to 4-3 last week with a loss to the Patriots. Tampa Bay also dropped a divisional game with a loss to the Falcons, knocking them out of the NFC South lead. Find out who gets the bounce back win on Thursday Night Football.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan. Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. The Cedar Falls High School volleyball team swept Waterloo West Tuesday night in a Class 5A regional final, and we got audio after the big win. As the Tigers advance to the state tournament, you'll hear them Monday right here on The Fan, play-by-play from John Swisher and Joan Strelo with the color commentary, 2:25 match time, 2:10 pregame on Monday afternoon. So look forward to that. Here is senior outside hitter Carly Strelo, excited, of course, about that regional final win over the Wallhawks.
It's a rivalry match. It's always going to be a good match. I think we played very well. There's a lot of nerves, I could tell, in that first set. But I think we really pulled through and we really played good. It's an exciting match.
Strelo said that a loss to Urbandale in the regional final last year really fueled this year's team.
That loss last year really motivated us. That was really a heartbreak to end our season last year in that five-setter. And throughout the whole season, that motivated us. And I think we played the best we have. And there's a lot of motivation under our skin to get this win today.
Sophomore libero Annie Wedgbury is glad to be headed back to the state tournament.
Yeah, I think everyone was really motivated to get back to state, especially losing that regional final against Urbandale last year. You know, it started in the summer camps. Like, we really showed how determined we are to get back there.
And Wedgbury added on the Tigers' chances at the state tournament.
I think we'll do well. You know, I feel like we're going to be taking on Waukee Northwest, and we played them super close in a third set at the Centennial Tournament, so we can definitely take them down.
And here's Tigers coach Matt Johnson, who talks about that regional final loss last year against Urbandale motivating this team.
You know, it's kind of funny. We got together this summer, the open gym started, and the girls kind of made a snarky comment about, like, there not being a 2022 banner. And I said, you know, you guys weren't laughing about that last November when we lost. And so it's nice to see that, like, time goes by, they get over those kind of things. But it also, at the same time, it does fuel, how, not so much tonight, but it fuels, like, August, July, when it's hot, nobody else is in the gym, and you're in here working, remembering that you want to get back to where you want to be.
And here's Coach Johnson on how he thinks his Tigers can do at the state tournament.
We're going to go, and we're going to be prepared, and we're going to play well against somebody. It looks like, you know, depending on how things work out, we might have a rematch with a team that we've played. It should be kind of exciting, and I think the girls are excited to put their best foot forward. The other really exciting thing is, like, we talked a little bit in the locker room tonight. Last match we ever get to play in this gym. And I think I look back the last 10 years, and we were something like 95-8 over the last 10 years. And so you don't want to win 95 and lose the last one that you get to play in here. So it's kind of cool to, like, finish it out here. I hope we're back here doing it again next year, except for I'm going to be in air conditioning.
We'll go from the volleyball court to the gridiron, where Waterloo Columbus Catholic has a Class 1A high school state football playoff game at number 10 South Hamilton. Coming up tomorrow night, here is Coach Brad Schmidt. Obviously happy that his Sailors are still in the playoffs.
You know, couldn't be more proud of our program, our kids, our coaching staff for staying the course and putting together a quality product. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. Anytime you're playing in the round of 16 towards Halloween, it's a good thing.
Coach Schmidt's thoughts on the Sailors' first-round win over Pocahontas.
You know, we played tough. I mean, and I got to give Pocahontas credit. It was a hard-hitting game. A good victory. You know, anytime you win in the playoffs, that's a positive. And then it's survive and advance onto the next round.
Coach Schmidt's keys to a win tomorrow night against South Hamilton.
You know, we got to get off the field on third down defensively, and then we got to score points on offense. And we've done a good job of that this year. We've been good against the run. We like our matchup. I'm sure that they feel good about what they're doing as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to go out and got to execute. You got to minimize mistakes. And again, you got to relish the physicality this week. And, you know, it's time to go.
And finally,
time to go.
Finally, Coach Schmidt's thoughts on playing on the road against a really good team in the postseason.
You know, I'm sure it'll be a great environment over there in Jewell. Never been there. Driven past it a number of times right there off 35. At the end of the day, it's the old Gene Hackman line in Hoosiers. You know, he measures 15 feet from the free throw line and then the hoop's 10 feet. So, you know, the dimensions are the same. Football is football. And we're looking forward to going to their place and competing.
We'll stay on the gridiron but go to college football as Iowa State's defense is making progress. The Cyclones are going to open the stretch run of the season at Baylor this week after getting hurt by the big play earlier in the season. The Cyclones have yielded a total of 24 points in their most recent two wins over TCU and Cincinnati.
I feel like we've kind of grown into what our installs have been. You know, I think early in the season, we were all kind of making like silly mistakes, but I feel like now we've kind of fixed a lot of those. And I feel like we're more in tune with our fundamentals and just trying to erase those mental mistakes, and I think we're doing a good job at that.
That's Cyclone defensive end Joe Peterson. Baylor has the second-best passing offense in the Big 12, but Peterson says they still want to make the Bears one-dimensional.
I think the big thing for us, and it's been this way for the last couple of weeks, is stopping the run. You know, I think they're a team that's they're going to keep running the ball. We know we've seen a lot of mid-zone out of them and stuff like that, so we just got to be able to stop the run, make them throw the pass. And, you know, like we said earlier, we've kind of figured out how we're liking our pass rush and setting that stuff up. So getting them into those longer downs and forcing them to throw the ball a little bit and helping having our secondary give the chance to pick it off and get turnovers.
And Peterson reiterated just how important it's going to be to stop that Baylor run game. It'll be a chore.
I think the big thing is making a team one-dimensional. You know, if you can cut out their run game, that's half their playbook gone. And you're forcing them to, you're kind of, it's easier to know what they're going to do. You know what I mean? If you know they're going to pass the ball a little bit more, we can rush them a little bit more and be a little bit more productive that way. So I think it's helping everybody out.
As you might imagine, Peterson says the team is excited at 3-1 in the Big 12 to be right in the thick of the hunt.
Every week we've come in and we've all gotten a little bit more confident and more learned from, you know, what happened earlier in the season. And just getting that confidence back, you know, learning from those mistakes, you know, taking them humbly. But, yeah, learning and getting confidence, it's been huge. It's awesome.
Cyclones linebacker Caleb Bacon says that Iowa State and Baylor have both made progress lately. The Bears are 3-4 overall, 2-2 in Big 12 play.
Yeah, I don't think that the record actually shows how good. I think they're a really good team. Really good speed. They definitely, like, block to the whistle every play. They're relentless, so we're just going to have to come with our best defense, our best offense, and hopefully we get the result we want.
As you might imagine, Bacon added that wins in three of the last four games has the locker room confidence growing.
From what I've seen in practice, both sides of the ball, we're looking solid, we're rolling. So, I mean, like Coach Campbell says, guys, just kind of trust the process. Come to work every day, same person, do your job every single day.
And finally, Bacon on the progress that the defense has made during this recent stretch.
Definitely just experience. We have a lot of young guys playing. A lot of guys are getting their first, like, real game experience. So people are getting more snaps under their belt, more games. And I think that's allowing them to just see everything faster and react quicker.
All right, let's go back to the court, this time with women's basketball. For the first time in program history, the UNI women's basketball team, the preseason favorite in the Missouri Valley. The Panthers return their top three scorers from last year. That team finished 23-10 and third in the Valley race. Here's Coach Tanya Warren.
And it's important that no matter what, we stay here. We don't get too high. We don't get too low. We stay here. And if we can not listen to the outside noise and stay true to who we are and what we do and control the things that we can control, we think we have a really good chance to be very, very good. And as coaches, that's all you want.
Warren added that this team's experience is going to help this team make progress this season.
I think this group understands. To be quite honest, I think they know that we let some opportunities slip through our hands a season ago. And I think that drove them individually. I know they talked a lot about it collectively this summer, and it's conversations that they continue to have. And that's what you want from your leaders.
Along with returning experience, the Panthers have added depth this offseason.
Well, we think we can go 10 deep with this team, but you still got to be able to go out and prove it. We know that our first five are really good, and we're confident that we will get more consistent contributions from our bench than we did a season ago.
All right, let's take this final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll come back on the other side and wrap up the show.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. No quarterback mysteries in Cleveland this week, as Deshaun Watson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Seahawks with a shoulder injury. Watson missed two games, then returned briefly Sunday in Indianapolis before aggravating the injury. PJ Walker will start in Watson's place. Brock Purdy's status is suddenly up in the air. The Niners QB is now in the league's concussion protocol. Head coach Kyle Shanahan says Purdy started experiencing symptoms after Monday night's loss in Minnesota. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus says Justin Fields is doubtful to play for the second straight week due to a thumb injury. While Giants QB Daniel Jones was limited to practice Wednesday and has not yet been cleared for contact after missing two games with a neck injury. And NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports if Ryan Tannehill's ankle injury keeps him out Sunday, rookie QB Will Levis will make his NFL debut and start for the Titans. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The W supports National Red Ribbon Week.
Hi, my name is Ben Rainey, and I'm a sixth grader at Waverly Show Rock Middle School. Talk to your kids about drugs. Talking with us is one of the best things you can do to help us live a drug-free lifestyle. Wear a red ribbon and join us during Red Ribbon Week this week.
There's a place for you at the W. Live a healthy life by becoming a member or join a class today at the Wartburg Waverly Wellness Center.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When people look at your farm, they just see corn. But to you, it's a lot more than that. It's a college fund, your retirement plan. And it deserves trait protection that can stand up to heavy pressure threats like corn woodworm. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is trusted on over 1 million acres to protect the things that mean more. Trade up at SmartStaxPro.com. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, where applicable, grain marketing, and all other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Ever since Josh Allen's breakout year in 2020, the Buffalo Bills have been viewed as a Super Bowl contender. When Allen is right, so are the Bills. They can play with anyone. Allen has led Buffalo to one of the league's top scoring offenses, and the defense has remained one of the league's top units as well. But Allen hasn't been able to shake his main issue. Turnovers. Through 7 weeks, he's tied for second in the league in interceptions, which puts him on par with players like Jimmy Garoppolo, Mac Jones, Jordan Love, and Sam Howell. Not the type of ball security you would expect from an elite quarterback. The schedule won't give Allen any favors either. The team hosts the pesky Buccaneers tonight. Tampa has one of the league's better defenses, allowing just over 17 points per game, and ranks second in the league in takeaways. After the upset we saw on Monday night, it's hard to predict what Thursday night will bring. But with turnovers becoming a growing issue for the Buffalo Bills, this could be a troublesome matchup for a team looking to get back on track. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. If you like using debit over credit, don't you think it's time you also got rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. Plus, you're not charged any account fees, period. Whether you're moving, starting a new job, or headed into that next stage of your life, whatever it is, Discover Cashback Debit is for everyone. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. TireRack.com reminds you to inspect your tires regularly. Grab a quarter, stick it in the tread, and if you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace. Go to my page, TireRack.com/Dan. Use the Tire Decision Guide to find the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires and tread confidently. TireRack.com. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Thanks so much for being here. Got to thank Ethan Petrick of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier for great contributions once again to the program. Thursday night football coming up in a little over a half hour's time. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Buffalo to take on the Bills. Pre-game coverage at 7:30, kickoff at 7:15. Keep it locked right here. Our great friends from Westwood One will take care of you. That's a wrap for a Thursday. I will be back tomorrow on a Football Friday. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.